This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister to address UN Security Council debate, updated human trafficking research to be completed by August 31, and businesses and towns encouraged to decorate with national colours. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller will on Thursday, July 30, address a special United Nations UN open debate on peace and security challenges facing small island developing states, SIDS, at the UN headquarters in New York. Mrs. Simpson-Miller was invited to give the Jamaican and Caribbean perspective during the panel discussion on the issue. The Prime Minister is expected to outline Jamaica's efforts to secure its people, protect its borders, and participate in global peace and security initiatives. She will also underscore the close link between national, regional, and global peace and security and economic and social development issues. The Prime Minister will travel to New York today, Wednesday, July 29, and return Friday, July 31. During the Prime Minister's representation of Jamaica at the UN Security Council, Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, will be in charge of the government. The National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons, NATFATIP, says updated research findings on human trafficking in Jamaica will be available by August 31. Chairperson for NATFATIP, Carol Palmer, says the findings will strengthen the efforts to combat the crime.
The research that's underway now is pointing us to some additional spots which, when they're finished, will be handed over to the police, some of which the police already know because there are new areas that they're investigating, but other places and also the collaboration with other entities to get information that will be of great assistance to us in the investigation.
NATFATIP has also identified the profile of trafficking victims in Jamaica as being predominantly females, ages 18 to 24 years, with secondary level education and a working class or poor background. The research findings will provide a more detailed outline of the current profile of traffickers and their victims. Businesses, offices, and towns are invited to showcase their creativity and decorative skills by adorning their space with the national colors in observation of emancipation and independence. Public and private sector organizations have the chance to vie for prizes and the Best Dressed Window and Best Decorated Office or Business Complex designations. Executive Director, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Delroy Gordon, says companies are encouraged to decorate their offices or buildings using the national colors as well as the fashion theme, bandana with denim, catch the fashion rhythm.
The response has been very good. Persons have been sending in their photographs to us, but we just want to encourage those that have not yet started to do so. We are also going to be giving an award to the media house that we think best depicts the spirit of independence, and I'm seeing and hearing evidences in some of the media houses where that is concerned.
Recognition will also be given to the members of the Jamaican diaspora for demonstrating their involvement in the celebrations. To enter, companies must submit 6 photographs of their spaces to jcdcfestival2015@gmail.com by August 15. And Supreme Ventures Limited, SVL, has contributed $5 million towards the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF building project. The project involves the building of 14,000 square feet of new office space to facilitate the relocation of staff currently working at the JCF headquarters. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the funds will contribute to the construction of a more modern and professional space for the police service.
I want to really offer the appreciation of the government to the chairman and CEO of Supreme Ventures for this timely contribution. People are often encouraged to support people who have started on their own and demonstrated an initiative and a commitment and a determination. And I think this is what the JCF and in particular the property management unit has demonstrated.
Minister Bunting was speaking at a handing over ceremony at the Office of the Commissioner of Police on Old Hope Road in Kingston. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.